I've been looking forward to sharing this message with all of you today. And we're going to get a little into science again. Not that I am an expert by any means. I'm not great at science. But in chemistry, a substance is considered stable if it's not particularly reactive to its surrounding environment, despite changing conditions or exposure to other elements like water or oxygen or acid. These substances are able to retain their useful properties. I have a chart up here for you guys to look at today, and you can see that gold and platinum, they're among the least reactive metals. Helium and xenon are what are considered stable gases. Water, although it changes states easily, is actually considered quite stable because the molecules are difficult to separate. Stability is something we all want, especially as believers, right? To put it simply, we do not want to be easily influenced or impacted by other substances per se, by false teaching, by our environment, by unbiblical trends, by our surrounding culture or current circumstances. We don't want to be on a spiritual roller coaster. We don't want to go to the extremes. We don't want to be tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness or deceitful schemes, Ephesians 4:14. No, we want to retain our useful properties for the Lord. It seems at times like an impossible task, doesn't it, to maintain our devotion, to keep serving God, to try to make a difference in this world. It's not easy. And we can't do this on our own. And we're not expected to. I'm not able to do it, guys. But it's not up to my ability, praise God. Judas challenged us to contend for the faith. But he leaves us with really encouraging words, really encouraging news as he closes out his letter. He reminds us where our hope, where our help, where our stability is found in these difficult days. Turn with me in your Bibles to Jude. We're going to be in verse 24 and 25 today. It is the second to last book in your Bibles. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling. You might just start this with the question, well, how can we do this? You've challenged us to fight for the faith. How do we do this in our culture? Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God our Savior through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forevermore. Amen. Let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we love you. We praise you and thank you for this day. We ask, God, that you would open our hearts and minds to receive your word, that you would speak to us, that you would change us, that you would strengthen us to contend for the faith continually, and that you would be glorified today. Use me, I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Judas helped us see how our faith is being attacked every day by false teachers, by false believers, by ungodly culture all around us, by this hostile environment that we live in. He's gone into full detail for us to describe and to disclose to us who these ungodly people are and what they are like. He's pled with us to contend for the faith, first by being alert and aware of the danger, expecting, just as the apostles warned us, that attacks will come, and preparing so that we are not caught off guard. Secondly, because they are seeking to destroy and divide us, as he explained, we must react in an equal and opposite way. Remember Newton's three laws? We must build up our faith through the word of God and prayer, keeping a pure heart, remembering and keeping in our minds the love of God and our love for one another. And thirdly, by actively but carefully trying to rescue those who are being led astray, save them, snatching them out of the fire, Jude says. Today, we will look at what I'm calling Jude's fourth law of reaction to these ungodly influences in our lives. And it is this: simply, rejoice in your security. Rejoice in your security. I would add, because Christ is your stability. What makes you feel secure or insecure? How much of that is affected by your financial situation, the ups and downs of your marriage, family problems, or the stress you face at work? Is your security affected by your sin? Are you confident today that you will be welcomed into heaven and accepted by God? Do you believe, my friends, that He loves you? Have you done enough to contend for the faith and please God? Well, the truth is, we will always fall short. We cannot do this, but how does Jude begin? He is able. Now to Him who is able. Amen? God is able to guarantee what He has provided for us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, verse 25. That is why the gospel, my friends, is so precious. Jesus did what we could not do and cannot do. Jesus is able to guarantee and secure our standing before the Lord because we can't. He's not sometimes able. He's not maybe willing. He's not possibly going to help us stand before God when He feels like it. No, He is completely and totally able. That's the meaning here in the Greek. What is He able to do? Number one, He is able to preserve you, to keep you, verse 24. What's the purpose of a goalkeeper in hockey or in soccer? Right? It is to protect the goal. It is to prevent the puck or the soccer ball from crossing the line. It is to save the game, so to speak. It is to preserve and protect the win. This is what it means to keep. He is able to keep. Satan can take a lot of shots on goal, guys, but he cannot win. Jesus has already secured the victory for us. He is our advocate. He's our defender. He's our mediator who goes before God and pleads in our behalf based on His perfect shed blood for our sins. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Listen to these words from Hebrews chapter 7, verse 22 through 25. Jesus is the guarantee of a better covenant. The former priests were many in number, but because they were prevented by death from continuing in office, but He, speaking of Jesus, holds His priesthood permanently because He continues forever. Consequently, or therefore, He is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through Him. Hallelujah! Since He always lives to make intercession for them. Jude has called us to contend for our faith. But guess what? The founder of our faith is also the keeper or contender of it. He is also the perfecter of that faith. 2 Timothy 1:12. I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that He is able to guard until that day what has been entrusted to me. Hebrews 12:2. Looking unto Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. No one else, my friends, is able to diminish His ability to preserve our faith. Romans 8:31. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? The founder of our faith is the contender, the perfecter, the protector of our faith. John 10:29, no one shall snatch them out of my hand. Nobody can. He is able to preserve you. Second, he is able to prevent you. What? He is able to keep you from stumbling, Jude says. For being a pretty athletic person, I stumble a lot. I'll admit that. And, you know, I don't know if it's me or has that crack and the cement gotten bigger over the years. I don't know what's going on. There's this guy who makes these videos about the way people walk, and he always shows older people in kind of this perpetual stumble, trying not to fall, but they just continually keep stumbling along. Don't you feel that way sometimes? We stumble. I stumble. I can be selfish sometimes. I can grumble. I can have impure thoughts. What do you do in these moments? Do you continue down that road, or do you look to God? Do you confess it? Do you ask for his help to have a different attitude? The word stumbling may be better interpreted here as falling or failing or sinning. God, my friends, is completely able to keep us from falling and failing in our sins if we look to him. Hebrews 2:18. For because he himself has suffered when tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. And 1 Corinthians 10:12-14. Therefore, let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. When we move beyond temptation into sin, it is because we have not looked for that way of escape. We have not sought his help. We have not fled the situation. If we look to him, Romans 16:25 says, he is able to strengthen us. And Ephesians 3:20 says, he is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or imagine. With man it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Amen. Even preventing falling into sin. Number three, he is able to present you. I love this. He's able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious throne. I've got a membership at Planet Fitness recently, and I'm working on getting back in shape. Probably can't tell yet, but I can bring a guest with me wherever I go. So if any of you are interested in an early workout, you know, let me know. We can get there early in the morning. We can work out together. That's one of the cool benefits of this. And I can, all I got to do is scan my PF code, which shows that I've purchased the right to bring a guest, and my guest is allowed to enjoy the benefits that I do while we're there together. Listen, friends. Jesus has purchased our citizenship, our membership in heaven by faith in his shed blood on the cross. Amen. He's able to bring us with him before the throne of God. We have direct access to God's presence through him. His membership is our membership. His privileges are our privileges. We've been raised up with him and seated with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come he might show the surpassing riches of his grace and loving kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. We've received adoption, obtained inheritance, been blessed with every spiritual blessing. What? In Christ Jesus. Ephesians 1:2. His membership, my friends, never ends. It doesn't need to be renewed like mine does on a monthly basis. And neither will yours. 2 Corinthians 4. 14. Knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus Christ will raise us also with Jesus and bring us with you into his presence. He is able to present you before the throne of God. How will he present us before God's glorious presence? He will present us blameless, my friends, blameless before him. Spotless, without fault, without blemish. Remember what was required as an offering to God, a lamb without blemish. Remember what John the Baptist said about Jesus, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Jesus was the spotless one. Jesus was the one without blemish or sin. By faith, he is our righteousness. By faith, we will be presented to God based on his righteousness. He makes us blameless before God. We will be without blemish because Jesus was without blemish, my friends, and he took our blemishes upon him on the cross. 1 John 3:2. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him because we will see him as he is. We're going to be seen in Christ, blameless before him. Colossians 1, 22. He has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him. Amen. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 14. Have you gotten enough yet? I mean, this is good stuff. I want more. I hope you do. Hebrews 10, 14. For by a single offering he has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified. He who began a good work in us will complete it, and when it's completed, he will present us blameless before the throne of God with great joy. I mean, have you ever been in a situation where you had to introduce a friend who wasn't really a friend but thought they were a friend or a relative that you're kind of ashamed of? I mean, it's very awkward and you're worried what others might be thinking and, you know, and how to explain this to them. I think sometimes we think Jesus is going to be like this. He's going to be like, here, God, you can take over on this one. You know, this one wore out my patience. I don't know why he turned out this way. Here, God, I'm not sure how he made it in, but he did. Here, God, I know I could have done better on this one, but I just felt so badly for them. I had a lot of compassion on them. My friends, Jesus will not be somewhat pleased to present us before God. He will not be mostly happy about it. There will not be any hesitation or regret. He will present us to God with exceeding gladness and abundant and overwhelming joy. His love is that great for you that he was willing to endure the cross with joy, and his blood is so perfect that he is able to joyfully present you before God and say, look what we have done, God. Look at this beautiful child of grace we have redeemed and we will get to spend eternity with. Blameless before him with great joy. And I have no doubt part of that joy is going to be for us also. He's going to be excited about the joy we're going to feel as we go before God's presence and get to spend eternity with him. That is great joy for us. Guys, you're going to get to enjoy this with me forever. I'm so excited about you. And so he will present us before the throne of God with great joy. And fourth, he deserves all the praise. Because of all this, he deserves all the praise. To the only wise God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord. God alone, my friends, God alone knows how to do what seems impossible and unsolvable. He's the only wise one who could come up with a way to save us and secure us through His Son, Jesus Christ. He's the only wise one who can give us security and stability against the elements of this world. If God is for us, who can be against us? He alone deserves all the glory, the majesty, the dominion, and the authority before all time, now and forevermore. In truth, He already has all of the glory because He's glorious. He has all the majesty because there's no one greater. He has all the dominion and authority because there's no one more powerful, and everything is in subjection to Him. The question is, will you acknowledge it? Will you give Him the praise and the worship and the thanks for who He is and what He has done? Will you recognize Him as your Savior and your sanctifier and your security? Will you trust Him as your stability? Will you look to Him? Will you continue to allow the environment of this world to destabilize your faith? Or will you seek the Lord with all your heart? He is able, more than able, to accomplish what concerns me today. He is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way. He is able, more than able, to do much more than I could ever dream. He is able, more than able, to make me what He wants me to be. My friends, you're not contending on your own. He is contending with you and for you. You don't need to question your security because it is guaranteed through faith in Jesus Christ's finished work on the cross. He's our rock. He's our stability. He is our constant. No matter how dramatic things change and spiral in this world, He is able to do more abundantly than all we ask or imagine according to His power at work within us. And so we must stand firm, knowing that He stands with you. Let nothing move you, because He is able to keep you from being moved. Always abounding in the work of the Lord, because He is able to preserve your useful properties for the kingdom of God, for the glory of God. Hallelujah. What an incredible passage and closing to a great letter from Jude. What a challenge for us in this day to fix our eyes on Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, and not get turned away and distracted by all the news, all the fears, all the trophies of this world. They'll just take you up and down. We don't need that, guys. We need the Lord. Find your security, your stability in Him. If you have not accepted Christ as your Savior, I pray and I ask that you would today. And I'd love to talk to you more about that, so that you have that security and stability and hope for your future. If you're struggling with sin, discouragement, feelings of worthlessness, go to the cross, my friend. Go to the cross. Share your struggle with someone. Seek help. And know that God is able to present you before the throne of glory. Let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we praise You and we thank You for Your grace and Your mercy and for the finished, perfect work of the cross that gives us security and stability. We thank You, Father, for the strength that you give us every day and ask that you would help us to contend for the faith, not based on our ability, but based on Christ's work in us. In Jesus' name, amen.